We're doing Drashot Aran, page Yud Aleph in the Machon Shalem edition, page Chaf Chet in the Mosad Rav Kook edition. And the Ran had told us last time that there is a wisdom that is behind the creation of things. There is the concept of why God created things, the essence of every item's creation, and the knowledge of that essence of an object's creation is something that you cannot derive by using the scientific method. Trial and error will only show you the attributes of an object, but they will not show you the essence that causes it to have those attributes. And the essence of the object, the spiritual essence, which is the root of the attributes of an object, the reason why God made this object have those attributes, that is something that cannot be attained through research, through use of the scientific method. And the Ran continues, V'lachen, and therefore, Sachak Rambam Zal, Maimonides, in his work on medicine, the work called Pirkei Moshe Birfu'ah. The Rambam wrote a work on medicine called Moses Chapters on Medicine, on healing. So in that work, the Rambam laughs at a Greek doctor named Gilianus, she'amar, that Gilianus said, Shehiyot ha'adam sochek, the fact that a human being laughs, lo yadalo siba, he doesn't know why we laugh. Gilianus, this Greek doctor, said, I've tried to figure out why do human beings laugh, and that's something that I couldn't figure out. So the Rambam, in quoting this, laughs at Gilianus. The Amar and the Rambam said, Ki hu mikat hanimna shetivada eilav siba. This is from those things that it is impossible to derive, to figure out what is the cause. Ki hu davar, because this is something Yotze me'etzem ha'adam v'tzurato, that is rooted in the essence of a human being and the way God fashioned him. So when I read this, it really struck me that the Rambam is saying that laughter is part of the essence of being a human being. And it's interesting because today we know that people who cannot laugh, it's part of really they have problems with their whole life, with the way their whole psyche is built. It's part of being autistic. Today we know that. But the Rambam back then already said that the fact that Gulianus says, I can't figure out why man laughs, says the Rambam, of course you can't figure out why man laughs. Because the fact that man laughs is an attribute that stems from the root of being human. The root that the Ran is talking about. The root that is the spiritual essence of the creation of man. Not the physical essence. So things that stem from the spiritual essence, well, you can't figure out the spiritual essence unless God tells you so. That's not something that can be derived. That's not something that you could figure out using the scientific method. So now, the Ran was headed all this time, he was developing this concept of what we might call metaphysics, to reach this point. Hinei lefize. According to this, says the Ran, Ma'asev Reshit, hi chochmat ha'teva ha'amitit. When we discuss Ma'asev Reshit, we're discussing the wisdom of nature, but we're discussing the true wisdom of nature, the understanding of the metaphysical aspects of nature, the understanding of why did God create things so, and not what could be derived through use of the scientific method, but rather what is the cause for things being created this way. Lo tasheit palsefu ba'amitchakmim, not the understanding of nature that the wise men philosophize about. But rather, Ma'asev Reshit is the knowledge of the truth of the essence of the things that were created. And this goes hand in hand. This is really contingent on the things that give shape, be it the angels, the things that really are intellectual concepts. They're not something physical. And that's something that one cannot arrive at. You cannot figure it out unless God gives you prophecy. Then you could figure out what is the essence of creation. What is the essence of the way things were created? That God created heaven and earth, etc. Oh, you want to know if we'll be able to figure out, even if we'll be able to figure out, if we'll be able to go so far back as to figure out how the universe was created. And we'll go the way the Ran says, that the beginning of creation was a very, very small particle of matter which evolved into other forms of matter, as we saw in our previous learning. Even if we'll be able to figure out that scientific process, that still will not explain to us the godly understanding of why things were created so. And if we would only understand the why to the fullest, then all the other things would fall into place. We're working backwards. We're working using the scientific method. We're experimenting and working backwards to figure out the attributes, says the Ran, but the essence of creation. Why did God create things so? That understanding only God could tell you. And if you know that, then you'll automatically understand all the offshoots of that, which are what we can figure out using the scientific method. Ve'lachen, and therefore, tiye chokhmat ma'aseh v'reshit, we say that the wisdom of the creation, that God created the world, that is smucha u'matzranit lema'aseh merkava. We say that it is adjacent to, it is a neighbor to the concept of ma'aseh merkava, which is the ma'aseh merkava is the way God's chariot is built, so to speak. Those two are discussed together, these two concepts. Bishniya le'abimala, we say it is secondary to this concept. Kishtei ele ha'chokhmot, for these two wisdoms, the wisdom of how God's chariot is built, whatever that means, and the wisdom of creation, these two wisdoms, tiyeh ba'en ha'saga b'ruchaniyim, in essence, what one is attaining in these wisdom is an understanding of spirituality. Shem haschalim hanivdalim, it's an understanding of the angels, the concepts, the way God created the world. Should we pause here?